Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Makos Daf Chof Dalet. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our previous discussion, we mentioned that Kodesh Baruch Hu had given to Klal Yisrael 613 mitzvos. 611 were taught by Moshe Rabbeinu, and 2 were taught by the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. In this sugya, at the top of Chof Daled, we're going to encounter something that on the surface would appear to be very unusual, very strange, where Gedolei Yisrael, their names are featured with a series marker. The triangle, as you can see, it appears as you scan down the page, accentuating the names of David toward the end of the narrow lines, Yeshayo. Further down, you'll see Micha. Further down from there, Yeshayo again, and on that same line at the end, Amos, and further down, Habakkuk. Gedolei Hanaviim, down through the ages, appear to reduce the number of mitzvahs. But heaven forbid, we're not talking about an actual reduction in numbers of mitzvahs that one is expected to perform. The 613 number is sacrosanct. There are 613 mitzvahs that one is expected to observe. However, in terms of emphasis, as the generations proceeded, it was felt that people weren't able to place all of their emphasis equally on all of the mitzvahs. So hence, even as early as David HaMelech in Jewish history, he felt that the number of mitzvahs that one must emphasize is reduced. As far as the proper traditional approach to this sugya, one must learn the commentaries that appear on the sugya. One would start very likely with the Marsha and to investigate further and further. However, as far as we're concerned, we're going to be sticking by this particular pshat that it's a function of emphasis. Which mitzvahs ought to be emphasized? So, as far as the markings are concerned, you can see, as we already demonstrated, the triangles are used to accentuate the names of the Nevi'im that appear down through the ages. And we'll also be squiggle underlining next to the triangled name the number where it's the number of mitzvahs that they feel need to be emphasized. And as you go along in the Gemara, we'll also be employing an underline to feature the mitzvah itself and the elaboration thereon. So let us now turn to the Gemara. Bo David vehemidon al achasesrei. David came along and established that there are 11 mitzvahs that are to be emphasized. Let's take a look at the Rashi on this. Vehemidon al achasesrei shebetchila hoyu tzadikim. At first, before David and the earlier generations, they were righteous. Vehoyu chayun lekabel ol mitzvahs harbe. They were able to accept the yoke of many mitzvahs. Avol deros achronim lo hoyu tzadikim kol kach. The later subsequent generations were not as righteous. The imbo lishmor kulan, if they were come to emphasize all of them, ein lecha adam shezeche, no one would merit being able to do so. Ubo David ve'midon, David came along and established 11. Kedei shiyizku, so that they would merit im yikaimu yud aleph mitzvos halalu, if they would successfully emphasize these 11 mitzvos. V'chein kol sha'o doros shamata hocher v'minatin oisoi. And as the generations proceeded, there became less and less the number of mitzvos that needed to be emphasized. The Gemara continues. Dichtiv, David established 11 mitzvahs, and they are alluded to in the Perek Tes Vav of Sefer Tehillim. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem mi yogur ba'olecha, mi yishkon b'har kodshecha. The opening expresses, who is it that will be able to dwell in your precinct? Holech tomim upoel tzedek. What we've done is, as far as the number, the markings are concerned, we've numbered off the mitzvahs, and then afterwards the Gemara will refer back to each one of them, and that's what you see underlined as you go further in the Gemara. So we will first read off the list without explanation, and then as the Gemara comes and elaborates, we'll offer a little more explanation. So as we started the list, number one, reading again, Hoyulech Tomim, to Poel Tzedek, Vidover Emes Bilvovo, Lo Rego Al Lashono, Lo Oso Lereo Ro, Vecherpo Lo Nosa Al Krovo, Nivze Ve'enov Nimas, Vesyure Hashem Yichabed, Nishba Lo Hora Velo Yomir, Kaspo Lo Nosan Beneshech, Veshochar Al Noki Lo Lokach. That's the end of 11 mitzvahs. Oise Eile Lo Yimoy Lo Olam. One who does these will not collapse forever. In other words, he will merit reward in the future. Holech Tamim, one who walks with wholesomeness. Ze Avraham. This is a reference to Avraham Avinu. Dichtiv Hishalech Lifonai Ve'ye Tamim. As you can see in this pasuk, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, "Walk with me and be wholesome." Poel Tzedek, Kegoin Abba Chilkio. In order to appreciate who this figure was, Abba Chilkio, one is advised to look in the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chof Gimel, and one will see how he was a poel tzedek, an honest worker. And the story there is fairly elaborate. For our purposes, though, let us just offer this as a reference. Tainis, Daf Chof Gimel, and you will see how pious and how diligent and concerned Abba Chilkio, who was a worker, was with regard to the owner, the one who hired him, and how careful Abba Chilkio was with the money that he was to receive as a salary. In other words, in his work practices, his work ethic was something that is worthy of emulation. Continuing, V'dover emes bilvavo, kegoin Rav Safra, one who speaks the truth even in his heart. Rashi here shares with us the story behind Rav Safra. Let us glance together at the Rashi. Rav Safra, this is B'shiltos de Rav Achoi, in the Shiltos, this is a sefer, this is a piece of work that's that appeared in the Gaonic period. V'hochi havi uvda, and thusly is the story. The Rav Safra hoyoloi chepetz echad limkor. Rav Safra once upon a time had a particular article to sell. Ubo odom echad lefanav b'shoshir kori kriyashma. And some customer came to Rav Safra while Rav Safra was reciting the Kriyashma. And as many of you may know, during the recitation of Kriyashma, one is supposed to be focused on that recitation and not interrupt with speech and even hand motions, different types of interruptions one is supposed to avoid during the Kriyashma. So a customer came along to Rav Safra while Rav Safra was reciting the Kriyashma. That's the Omar lo tain li hachevitz b'kaf b'kaf domim, and the customer said, "Give me, sell me your item," and he cited a price. The lo aneu m'nesho yikore kriyashma, and Rav Safra did not respond because he was reading the kriyashma. Kosover zeh, the customer figured shalohaya rotze vidno b'domim halalo, that Rav Safra was simply not answering because he was not interested in selling it for this low price. V'hoisif Omar Tenei B'Kach Yoser, and the customer said, "Well, he raised the price. Said maybe you'll sell it to me for this," and he mentioned a higher number. La'achar Shesiyim Kriyashma Omalo. After Rav Safra concluded the Kriyashma, Rav Safra turned to the customer and said, "Toil Achevitz V'Domim Shomarta B'Rishona. Give. I will sell. Give the original price, the low price that you said at the beginning. Sheva Oisan Domim Hoyadaiti Lidnam Loch. It was really when you cited the original low price, I actually acceded to that in my heart. I didn't verbalize it because I was in the middle of Kriyashma. So therefore, Rav Safra is portrayed as a Dover MS Bilovovo." Continuing in the Gemara, Lo Regal Lashono, one who was careful in his speech. What does that mean, Lo Regal Lashono? The Gemara says, Ze Yankov Avinu, this is a reference to Yankov Avinu, that didn't want to lie. This was in the incident where Rivka sent Yaakov in to receive the brachas from Yitzchak instead of Esav. And Yaakov was very worried about being appearing as a liar, and he said, "Dichtiv, ulai yimusheni avi, v'hoyisi be'enov kimisatea." He may feel me, and he'll discover from the texture of my skin that I am not in fact Esav, and then I will appear to be as a liar in his eyes. Rashi here says, "Lo rega alashana, lo rotsa l'shaker." He didn't want to lie at the outset. And the only reason he went in is because his mother forced him in, so to speak, and she herself did it, not just out of the fact that she was his mother, but she was doing so because of a divine message to do so. She was saying with this pasuk of Allah that it was told to me through prophecy that no curse will come upon you for this act. So Lo Rega Alashana was Yaakov Avinu, who was someone who was very concerned with telling the truth. Lo Asa L'Reu Ra'a, what is that a reference to? Shelo Yorad L'Umnos Chavero, that a person would not encroach upon the income or the work of his friend. In other words, if someone had someone has a store, or someone is offering a particular service, I would not come and try to compete with him in his immediate vicinity. V'cherpo lo nosa al krovo, ze hamakarev es krovo. That is someone who tries to embrace or draw near his relatives, to especially in the realm of kiyum hamitzvos, one who tries to influence his relatives to the practice of the Torah. Nivze be'enov nimas, ze chizkio hamelech. This is a reference to the king chizkio, shegirer atzmois aviv b'mita shechavolem, who showed the scorn to his father's remains in drawing his father's bones in a rope bed. What does this mean? So let's take a look at Rashi. Nivze be'enov nimas, hanimas la'kodesh baruch hu. He who is disgusted by God, nivze hu be'enov shel adam. He too is found reprehensible in the eyes of man. So who is disgusted by God? So in the Gemara's analogy, this is a reference to Ochaz, the father of Chizkio, who was a major sinner. And Chizkio, realizing that even though it's his own father, but that his father was a sinner and hence scorned by the Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Almighty, so too Chizkio showed scorn to his father. Shenivze be'enov hoya aviv, shenimas b'avodes kechavim. One might want to elaborate on this, and that really Chizkio's intent was to show, was to embarrass his father's remains, so to speak, but his intention may very well have been in order to have his father merit a portion in Olam Haba, so that by undergoing this scorn, he was actually compensating for the punishment that was due to him, and of not being included in a portion in the world to come, and thereby through undergoing this did merit that. Continuing in the Gemara, the Es Yirei Hashem Yichabed Ze Yehoshafat Melech Yura, the archetype of one who shows respect to those who fear God, this was King Yehoshaphat. Shebeshah Shoya Roya Talmud Chacham, when Yehoshaphat would encounter a sage, a Talmud, a Torah sage, Hoya Oymed Mikiso Mechabko Menashko Vekorelo Rabbi Rabbi Mori Mori. Imagine this, you have a king, upon seeing a Talmud Chacham, he would arise from his throne and embrace him and kiss him and call out to him, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori, my Rebbe, my master. Nishba lohovelo yomir, Kurev Yochanan, someone who swears to deprive himself of something, and lo yomir, and doesn't change, and keeps his oath, keeps his word. That's like Rebbe Yochanan. Yomer Rebbe Yochanan, ehei betainis ad sheovo lebesi. He would declare himself to be in a fast until he got home, and he was diligent in keeping his word. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that he would not give his money for interest. Afilu beribis, even with regard to taking interest from idol worshippers, where the Torah says, the Torah itself dictates that the prohibition of taking interest on loans is within the amongst the Jewish people themselves. However, when encountering idol worshippers, one is technically speaking allowed to take interest. The pasuk here that's featuring Kaspa lo nosam b'neshech, according to the Gemara, is saying even with regard to the taking of interest from idol worshippers. And Rashi explains that by refraining from taking interest from even idol worshippers, one won't come to stumbling upon the taking of interest from a fellow Jew. V'shochad al noki lo lokach. This is a reference to the taking of bribery, which is something that is especially characteristic when it comes to the issue of a judge sitting in judgment. Kagon Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. The Rashi explains, Kagon Yishmuel Rabbi Yossi Shoya Ariso Mevilo Mishelo Kodem Zmano. His sharecropper, Rabbi Shmuel's sharecropper, brought the portion owed to the owner, to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the owner of the field. So the sharecropper brought him stuff a bit early. Instead of bringing it on Friday, he brought it to him on Thursday, and the Lo Rosa Likach. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi didn't want to take it from him, because, or even though it was due to him anyway, but the fact that it was being presented to him early would have been of benefit to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. But if he were to accept this little extra service, so to speak, this would appear as bribery. This would serve as bribery, kidei lios lo dayan, so that his avoiding of it would enable him to be a judge of this particular sharecropper in a case that he had with someone else. If one looks in the Gemara and Ksubas, though, one sees that Rabbi Shmuel reveals himself by the mere fact that it was offered to him, merely offered, that already constituted in his eyes a form of bribery, and he desisted from serving as a judge. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Oisa Eva lo yimoit le'olam. This was mentioned above in the quote, and you can find this by using the arrows that we've provided to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text. It says that one who does these will not collapse forever. When he would come, when Rabbi Gamliel would approach this pasuk, he would cry, Omar, and he would declare with exasperation, Man de Ovid lehu lekulu hu de lo yimot ha chado aminayo yimot. If in order to exist, one is able to exist only if he practices all of these things. But if he were to excel in one of these things, he will yimot, he will collapse. Is that so? As far as Rabbi Gamliel is concerned, he feels that if one is successful in placing emphasis on even one of these different attributes, that should be sufficient for granting merit to such an individual. So Rabbi Gamliel felt a sense of frustration or exasperation in that it seems to him at first glance that one is expected to fulfill and accentuate all of these different merits, all of these different attributes. Amulei, so it was they responded to Rabbi Gamliel and said, Miksiv, does it say in this pasuk oise kol ele, that in order to be a lo yimot, that one must perform all of these things? Oise eleksiv, it says one who does these. Afilu b'chado minayo, from the fact that the pasuk doesn't use the word kol, it indicates that even if one excels in the practice of one of these things, that will merit his that will be a source of merit for him. The ilo temahochi, if you don't subscribe to this approach to the pasukim, in other words, that even in the absence of the word kol, the pasuk is inclusive. Well, what do you do in the following? Ksiv kro achrino. There's another pasuk that says al titamu b'chol ele, that one is warned against violating all of these, and this pasuk appears in the realm of immorality, forbidden relations. Hosam nami, are you going to say that when you look at this pasuk, are you going to say hanogea b'chol ele hu demetame b'chad minayu lo, that because the pasuk uses the word b'chol, that one is considered in violation only if he violates all of the forbidden relations. But if he violates one of them, he's not considered in violation. Are you going to say by the presence of the word kol, it means, that means, that is of an inclusive nature? Elolav, rather, that's not the understanding. Be'achas mikol ele. What the pasuk is saying in the realm of forbidden relations, al titamu b'chol eile, it's really trying to say, don't violate even one of all of these. So hochanami, so too in the case of oisa eile lo yimo li olam be'achas mikol elu. One should understand it, one who fulfills even one of all of these things. So that in the final analysis, the understanding of the pasuk goes beyond that which is read on a literal translation level, and as we have just pointed out. Bo Yeshayo, we go back to the list of prophets that reduced the number of mitzvahs expected for emphasis to be placed upon. Vehemidon al Sheish, he established six principles that need to be emphasized. Tertiv. And once again, what we will do in this Gemara, first read off the list, and the same marking system is employed as we go on, the underlining of each one of them at the point at which the Gemara elaborates. Tichtiv, hoylech tzedokos, v'dover meshorim, moyes v'vetza, ma'ashokos, noyer kapov, mitmoch v'shochad, oitem ozno mishmo adomim, v'oitzem enov, meros bera. Hoylech tzedokos, ze avrom avinu, tichtiv, ki adativ leman asher yitzaveh. The archetype of Holech Tzokos, one who walks in righteousness, is Avram Avinu, as the Pasuk indicates. The Dover Meshorim, one who speaks with straightness and honesty, Zesh Eino Maknit Pnei Chaveiro Barabim. This is someone who does not irritate or embarrass his friend in public. Moyes Vevetza Ma Shokos, Kegoin Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Bevetza ma'ashokos shelo rotzo lito la'atzmo reishis hagez. This is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Elish ben Elisha, who was a Kohen. And as a Kohen, he is entitled to receive the first shearings of one's sheep. He did not want to take the reishis hagez shehei vi loy odom echod shebo lodun lefonov, that the first shearings were brought to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha by some individual who came to receive judgment, who needed had a court case to be judged, and he came in front of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi to serve as a judge. Afagav dehave koyin Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha mishum didomi kilu oshko lekoyin sheyrogil ze litein lo matanosav. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha didn't want to take the reishis hagez because this person was accustomed to giving the reishis hagez to another kohen. And by Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha taking the reishis hagez, he would have been in a sense stealing, but in a very refined sense. And that's what the pasuk says, Moes bebetza ma'ashokos, one who scorns the taking or the withholding of something from someone else. Noer kapov mitmoch b'shochad, one who shakes his hands out from accepting bribery. Kedon Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. We featured him above, the story involving the sharecropper who brought produce to him early. Oitem ozno mishmoya domim kagon rebelozer Rav Shimon, one who seals his ears from hearing, literally from hearing blood, but from hearing improper things. Rabbi Elozer Rav Shimon is portrayed as being the archetype of that. The lo shama bazilusa the tzuber rabbanan v'shosik. He would not listen to the scorn or the embarrassment of Torah sages and remain quiet. In other words, Rabbi Elozer Rav Shimon was known to protest any time he heard someone speaking against the Torah sages. The oitzim eino of meros bara, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. the idea of closing one's eyes from seeing that which is forbidden, this is explained by Reb Chiya bar Abba. The Omer Reb Chiya bar Abba, Zeh she'enu mistakel b'noshim b'shoa sha'oindos al ha'kvisa. This is one who does not look at women while they are washing their clothes. Uksiv hu meroimim yishkoin. We must point out that as far as women washing their clothes, the practice that's described by the Gemara is not a woman loading up her washing machine and pushing the button for it to operate, but rather we're describing a situation where women would bring the clothing to the river banks, and women's clothing, generally speaking, would be very long and reach practically the ground. In order to take advantage of the river, they would have to roll up the bottom of their clothing, exposing the lower part of their feet. So the one who gazes upon that would be in violation of looking at that which is forbidden. So the Pasuk is lauding Oitzem Einov Meros Bara, one who closes his eyes from looking upon women when the lower parts of their feet are in fact exposed. Po Micha v'Midon al Shalosh. Micha came along and established three principles or mitzvahs that need to be emphasized. Dichtiv higid l'cho adam matoiv u'ma Hashem dorish mimcha ki'im asois mishpat ve'avas chesed v'atznei aleches im Hashem im elokecha. Asos mishpat ze hadin. This is a reference to practicing the law. Avas chesed ze gemilas chasodim. This is practicing the practice of good deeds. Vatznei aleches ze huitzas hameis vachnosas kala. This is a reference to operating with humility and with a sense of what we refer to as tznius, of quiet. And this is a reference to burials and weddings. V'halo dvarim kal v'chomer. One can draw a kal v'chomer type of reasoning from these examples. U'ma dvarim she'ein darkon lasos b'tzina. Mind you, things that are not customarily done in private. Omra Torah, namely the weddings and burials, are not, they are public affairs. And the Torah says, V'hatznei aleches, one should practice a sense of tznius, of humility, of modesty would be a more accurate expression, a sense of modesty with regard to these public practices. Dvorim shedarkon lasosim b'tzina, things that are generally speaking done in private, al achas kama v'kama, all the more so should be done with a sense of modesty. Chozar Yishayo v'amidon al shtayim. Yishayo, who was referred to above as mentioning six, he comes back, and now, as I guess as time went on, and he saw the generations, even in his own time, decreasing in their abilities, he established two. Shenema koyamar Hashem shimru mishpat v'asu tzedakah. Emphasis on the on mishpat, on the law and the practice of good deeds. Bo Amos v'amidon al achas. Amos came and said that one is sufficient. Shenema koyama Hashem lebeis Yisrael darshuni v'choyu. Seek me out and thereby live. Maskiflor of Nachmar Yitzchak. He challenged this and said, Emo, maybe darshuni equals b'chol haTorah kula. Darshuni, seek me out by practicing all of the Torah. So I can't cite, says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, this particular pasuk as being a source for one particular mitzvah. Elo bo chavakuk v'amidon al achas. There is another Navi who did establish them, establish one principle to be emphasized. Shenema v'tzadik v'emunoso yichye. The righteous through his faith. In other words, one from this would be expected to develop the sense of faith in God, reliance upon God, and that is what is to be emphasized. Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Arba Gzeros Gozar Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael Bo Arba Nevim Ubitlum. We've featured this as our heading under our No Say heading on the side for a new discussion. And we've written in what we just saw in the Gemara, Dalei Gzeros Shegozar Moshe, four issues that Moshe ruled, or four phenomenon that Moshe Rabbeinu ruled, shall take place. And our Benavim, four later prophets, came and canceled them. Ubitlum. Let us see what they are as we turn back to the Gemara. Moshe Omar, we've noted the four by through numbers, and at each point we will see a Novi that comes along and abolishes it. Number one, Moshe Omar Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Bodod Ein Yankov. The Jews will live in security provided they live alone. So according to this tzivui, this command of Moshe, Rashi explains that when will Yisrael be in security? When they live like Yankov, like with piety like Jacob. But if they're not pious, so then they won't continue to exist. Bo Amos ubitlo. Amos came along and avoided that. Shenemar chadal no mi yokum Yankov. Ksiv nichem Hashem alzos. Looking at Rashi, chadal no. Rashi is found in the outside column of commentary. He says, "Oisa brocha shemar Moshe v'yishkon Yisrael betach bodod ein yankov." That brocha that Moshe said that the Jews will live with security when they are klomar emosai yishkon Yisrael betach. When will the Jews live in security? Kishiyu tzadikim kein yankov. When they are pious like Jacob. Well, mi yokum Yaakov. Rashi continues, "Mi yuchal lios chosid ki yankov." Who can possibly be a pious one like Yankov Avinu? Ki katan hu ktanim heim hatovim shiu tzadikim ki Yankov. Continuing therefore in the Gemara, Moshe Omar uvagoyim hohem lo sargia, that when the Jews are amongst the idol worshippers, they will have no peace. Bo Yirmiyahu of Yomar Haloich Largio Yisrael, that when the Jews are in fact in the exile, when they are amongst the idol worshippers, they still will be able to enjoy a sense of peace. Moshe Omar Poked Avon Ovois Albonim. Moshe stated a pasuk which would indicate that the sins of the fathers shall be born by their offspring. In other words, that the offspring shall bear the sins of their fathers. Bo Yecheskel ubitlo. He came along and canceled that. Hanefesh achotas hi tamus. Only the sinner himself, he is the one that shall die, that shall pay for his sins, but not the subsequent generations. There is much more to say on this topic, however, we will refrain from that in the context of this particular shiur. Moshe Omar vivadetem bagoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, in the spirit of some of the things which were mentioned before, that if the Jews find themselves amongst the nations of the world, they will be lost. In other words, the survival of the Jews, according to Moshe, is only when they experience isolation, separated from the goyim. Bo Yishayov Omar v'hoya v'yomahu yitoka b'shofar gadol ubo ha'oivdim, etc. The day will come, says Yeshaya, that the lost ones that were found, that were absorbed amongst the nations of the world, will come back to Israel. In other words, unlike what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that when the Jews are amongst the Gentiles, they will be lost, not so. That even though they were amongst the Gentiles, they still will survive and eventually come back. Omar Rav, Mistafino Mehai Kro. I am worried, I am afraid of the pasuk that says, V'ibadetem bagoyim, that when we are amongst the Gentiles, we will be lost. Maskiflo Rapapa. Rapapa attacks or he disagrees with the approach that was just echoed by Rav. Dilma when the Pasuk says Vibadatem Agoyim, Dilmo ke Aveda Hamisbakeshes. Maybe the word Ibadatem is a reference to a lost article. What's the nature of a lost article? The owner is seeking it out. Hamisbakeshes, being sought out. That when we are amongst the Gentiles, nevertheless, the owner, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is still seeking us out. We're not lost. Quite the opposite. We will be found. Dichtiv ta'isi kaseh oivei bakesh avdecha. Elo miseifa dekra. Rather, if there is something to be worried about, it would be from the end of the pasuk. Vachale eschem eretz oivechem. That the land of the enemies will consume us. We will be destroyed. Maskif lo marzutra. So in the same light as we saw before, Marzutra comes along and disagrees and says, Dilmo ke'achilas kishuim v'diluim. When it says v'achale, maybe it's a reference to the way that these different vegetables are consumed, meaning not a total destruction. Rashi points out, ke'achilas kishuim v'diluim, she'ochlim miksasim v'miksasim ein ochlim. Some are eaten and some are not. Ukvar hoya. We have a new geometric form, and that draws our attention to the Mivneh heading on the side of the Gemara. Shnei Maisim im Rebelozer Rabbi Akiva v'Chaverov Shehem Bochim Rabbi Akiva Mesachik. We will see two incidents whereby Rabbi Akiva, on the one hand, is laughing while his colleagues are crying. Ukvar hoya Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, mehalchem baderech, v'shamu kol hamoneh shel Romi, mi patilus. They were walking on the road and they heard the awesome sounds of Rome issuing forth from this place called Patilus. Berichuk meo v'esher mil, and they were 120 mil from that place, and that's a long distance, 120 kilometers, let us say, approximately. And at such a distance, they nevertheless heard some awesome sounds. V'schilu boichin Rabbi Akiva mesachik. They, upon hearing this, started to cry, and Rabbi Akiva laughed. Omulo mitnei ato mesachik. They asked him, "Why are you laughing?" Amr lahem v'atem mitnei matem bochim. So why are you crying? Amr lo. They said, "Well, we are crying." Halolu kushim shemishtachem matzavim mekachem lavudis kechovim. These kushim, these we'll call them the Gentiles that bow to idols and offer incense to different forms of idolatry. Yeshvin betach v'hashkeit. They are sitting in security and with solace. The onu beis hadom raglei elokeinu saruf vo'esh, and we, you know, so you have on the one hand the idol worshippers as is portrayed by Rome, and they experience such strength and grandeur and peace and solace, and we with the beis haglam raglei elokeinu, which is a reference to the beis hamikdash, is saruf vo'esh, is burnt, is in destruction. V'lo nivkeh, should we not cry? In other words, how could it be? You have a situation like this where the enemies of God are enjoying the good, and we particularly the Kodesh Baruch Hu with his beis hamikdash is in destruction. Should we not cry? Omer lahem, lo kach ani metzachek. It's for this very reason that I find this a source of joy. Uma li oivrei ritzono kach. Mind you, for those that violate the Rotzon Hashem, nevertheless, somehow they enjoy reward and merit. To those that fulfill the Rotzon Hashem, all the more so is their great reward awaiting for them. Another incident, they were ascending the road toward Jerusalem. When they approached the what's referred to often as Mount Scopus. Tzofim literally means to see, like a scope, to see something. They got there, and from that point they could see the Beis Hamikdash in its ruins. Koru b'dam. They tore their garments. Kevan shigia lahar habayis. When they approached the Temple Mount, ra'u shu'al shi'otzim b'beis kodshei hakodshim. They saw a fox coming out of the Holy of Holies. Hischiu hein bochin, Rabbi Kiva mitzachik. They cried, and Rabbi Kiva laughed. Omru lo, mipnei ma'ata mitzachik. They turned to him, "Why are you laughing?" Omar lohem, mipnei ma'ata and bochim. Why are you crying? Omru lo. So they said, "You want to know why we're crying?" Mokum shekosuv bo bazora korev yumos. the pasuk that says, that describes the Holy of Holies, and says regarding the Beis HaMikdash, in general, the czar, the stranger, meaning the non-Kohen who draws near to serve korbanos, to offer sacrifices, he is chayav misa. In other words, the level of holiness is so intense that if someone wrongfully or inappropriately offers his sacrifices, he is to die. The Achs of Shualim Holchu Bavalonivke, that very same place with this intense level of sanctity, has foxes roaming over there. Should we not cry? Rabbi Akiva says, "Lekachani mitzachik." It's for this very reason that I experience a sense of joy. Tichtiv vo idoli edim neemonim es Uriah hakayin veZechariah ben Yevachio. V'chima inyan Uriah etzel Zechariah. This pasuk places Uriah hakayin together with Zechariah. Uriah b'mikdash rishon. Uriah hakayin was in during the first temple period. V'Zechariah b'mikdash sheni. Zechariah was a prophet in the second temple period. Why are they placed together in the pasuk? Ela tola hakosuv nivuoso shel Zechariah v'nivuoso shel Uriah. The prophecy of Zechariah is dependent upon the prophecy of Uriah. But Uriah ksiv lochein beglal chem tzion soda techarash. Uriah is a prophecy of destruction, which says because of you Zion will be plowed up. But Zechariah ksiv od yeshvu zakenim zakenes b'chol Yerushalayim. And the pasuk says in Zechariah that time will come that the elderly men and women will be sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim. Ad shalom iskaimo nevuaso shel Uriah, until the prophecy of Uriah achieves fulfillment, hoisi misyori shalot iskaim nevuaso shel Zechariah. I was fearful that maybe the prophecy of Zechariah would not come to fulfillment either. However, achshav shiniskaimo nevuaso shel Uriah, but now that the prophecy of Uriah is fulfilled, where we see Jerusalem in ruins and the foxes roaming over the destruction, Biyodua, I now know, it is now to be known, Shinivulasu Shazachimis Kayemis, that the prophecy of reconstruction that is stated by Zechariah will come to be as well. So that Rabbi Akiva takes this positive, optimistic approach to the worst of situations. The Lashon Hazeh Amrulo, and in the following, the colleagues of Rabbi Akiva said to him, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. Akiva, you have offered us words of solace. With that, we conclude Maseches Makos and the Shiur as well.